Welcome to your new Hollywood. You get it? Got it? Good.
And we're back, peeps. Episode 41. And guess what? It's the Three Amigos again. Hi, Kia.
Hi.
Hi, Dan.
I'm back.
She's back, peeps.
Kia.
And we're joined by Dan, of course.
What up, what up?
And welcome to episode 41, folks. As you know, we've been covering the pilot pickups. Last week, Dan and I covered Amazon.com. Kia, you were sorely missed. Not that you missed anything great.
Well, when I saw it was going to be that, I knew I wouldn't miss much.
Was there anything that really popped for us, Dan?
There's a couple of things.
A few, maybe. I don't know. Fingers crossed. I know we sort of quickly skipped over Zombieland, and it hadn't been made official that it had been picked up as a pilot, but this week it was made official. So,
like pilot official?
Pilot official.
So I'm excited to see what the movie's about.
TV show? I don't know. Well, it's a comedy, you know. You know, it could be sort of like an alter to The Walking Dead, which is... Man, I don't know if you saw the most recent episode, but...
No, don't talk about
it. I'm not. Kia's always catching up.
My DVRs are on full all the time.
She is always catching
up. We're always in jeopardy of losing something.
I wish y'all loved Scandal the way that you love this.
I love Scandal.
Oh, we love Scandal, Dan. We're Scandal... What do they call us?
I'm not caught up.
Scandalites?
I don't know. We'll have to work on that.
And Dan, I really love Nashville now.
Oh yeah, see, it grows on you.
Yep.
I mean, it's good, but it like gets you.
I'm watching on Hulu, and I'm like in love with it.
Yeah, I love the fact that the key to the show is that the most awkward moments happen.
Yeah, they do. Like, you are like, seriously, that can't happen because that would be too awkward, and it happens.
Every time they're like, oh, that is awkward. You just like, you feel yourself like cringe like at these moments of the show.
And I didn't know that two of those people were like foreign, like British.
Oh, yeah, they're British. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
As I said before, they're taking over our TV.
Oh, in a big way. I think half the cast of The Walking Dead is British or Australian.
But to hear them with a country accent is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
They get it.
Especially, what's her face? The girl with that thick
The blonde girl? Oh my gosh. The fact that she's country and she talks kind of like a, I don't know, like a character, like a baby. It's weird. Because when she speaks in her regular voice, you're like, oh my goodness, she's like a totally different person. It's fantastic.
And we're back, everybody. Yeah, we're going to get into these NBC pilots. Dan, are we excited?
Pilots are coming.
You know what? I call this episode NBC Us. No?
No.
Wow.
I'm only giving that a 2-star.
Look, I tried. Okay.
The only reason I give it 2 stars is because it's the sort of promo NBC might actually run. So the first pilot on the list is About a Boy, based on a quality novel by Nick Hornby and the feature film starring Hugh Grant. We now have David Walton, Minnie Driver, and Benjamin Stockham.
You know what? I'm excited because Minnie Driver's in it.
I agree. And also Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Tatum.
I'm excited because Bong Kwee-Kwee is a guest star.
Oh.
That's Angela Johnson.
Okay.
Bong Kwee-Kwee. You know her, right? Dan Bong Kwee-Kwee?
That sounds familiar, but...
Yeah, the Mad TV sketch. I hang around.
Oh, yes. That, I was like, what? I was like, what comedy is that from?
Can I take your order? Or no, that's Good Burger.
Can I take your art, Kia? You've been around that long enough to be able to say it right. Unbelievable. Well, I see that Benjamin Stockholm is in second position to NBC's 1600 Penn, and well, we know how that show is going to go. So long, 1600 Penn. Hello, About a Boy.
Yet? Is it canceled yet?
No, but I'm sure it's coming. But you know, this is going to be directed by Jon Favreau.
Yeah, I saw that.
So you know, the man clearly knows what he's doing. I crossed my fingers for this. And as I asked you, Dan, I said, was the film that popular? But you reminded me clearly that the screenplay had been nominated for an Oscar.
And it was a $130 million movie.
Go figure.
Grossing it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Hugh Grant fan, so I guess that's why I was sort of curious. But
I will watch any Nick Hornsby adaptation.
After Hours... This is a drama that NBC has picked up for pilot. It's a medical show following army doctors working the night shift in a San Antonio hospital.
Snooze.
But it's San Antonio.
I thought we were going to get at least three shows before I heard doctor or medical show.
Medical shows usually do kind of well there, Dan.
Isn't there like a breaking point where people are like, I'm done?
No. No, I feel like just like legal shows, they're destined to be around forever and ever and ever. Amen.
And maybe Kia can answer this. I actually mentioned this earlier, but Kia, why don't the firemen shows do as well as the police or hospital shows?
I don't know. Rescue Me did really well.
People love all of the... Yeah, that's one show. There's like 500 doctor shows and 500 lawyer shows and 300 cop shows.
They haven't done well since.
You put on one fireman show and people are like... And you put a second one on, people are like, whoa.
I know. Whoa, too
many fire shows on.
I don't know. I think
and that's where all the action's at.
I honestly think because most people who don't live inside of a major city, their fire people are just like... people who live at home and come when a fire happens. Like, it's a really small town.
Isn't that the case with the police department?
Well, they drive around. You see them all the time. They they drive around. They follow you.
I'm always curious. I miss shows like, you know, Third Watch and Trauma. Oh, I love Trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that was my show.
Well, when there's a mixture of fire and medical, that seems to do well.
Yeah, that was Third Watch.
Like Emergency.
Emergency was the king.
I was about to say Emergency when he first started talking about it. I love that show. Oh, my goodness. If that came on right now, I'd be watching it.
It's on Hulu.
It is on Hulu. That's where I've been seeing it.
I watch it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. And then that nurse. Oh, I love that show.
Station 51.
They're losing their minds, people.
Three alarm fire, the warehouse district.
Oh my gosh. Randolph, what's his name? Randolph Mantooth or something?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, I watch that show all the time.
I met Randolph Mantooth at a bar and lost my mind.
I didn't know he was Native American.
I had to stop drinking so I would not say anything stupid.
I love him. He was my favorite one.
Yeah.
After Hours is nothing like that.
Well, we don't know that yet.
There's no firemen in the show. It's army doctors.
Well,
army
look,
doctors.
Chicago Fire is doing really well.
That's true.
Yeah, it's doing really well. So, you know, and one of those guys is dating Lady Gaga, so... I don't know why I said that, but there you have it.
Yeah, I was waiting to see it.
There's no connection other than one of them is so fine, and he is dating Lady Gaga. Okay, Alice in Wonderland, we would talk about it, only this has been pushed off cycle.
Yeah.
And well, good.
I didn't want to get into it. I had questions already. But
I had so many questions about it.
Never mind.
Very confused by the premise they presented when they announced that it had been picked up for pilot. I didn't know what was going on. So just know, folks, Alice in Wonderland, or I think they just retitled it Wonderland, has been pushed off cycle. And maybe next year we'll find out what that was all about. Assistance is next. This revolves around a working girl who's an assistant trying to balance her career between her boss and her husband. I guess she has like a, I guess her boss is like her work husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, then so the bee had to get a new job.
The bee from apartment 23.
Kristen Ritter.
I love her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's going to be, you know, starring in this. And I don't know why they canceled the bee in apartment 23. I mean, I know why. The ratings were not what they wanted them to be.
Yeah, it's no Whitney.
It's no Whitney. It's no Whitney, doggone it. Not all series can be as funny and witty as that one.
Good thing.
Someone needs to explain that to me. Seriously. Well, Kristen Ritter is going to be starring in this, and anything that girl seems to touch turns to gold, in my opinion. That girl's got talent.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's got talent, so I'm excited to see this.
What's Marjorie's client.
That's Marjorie's client, Marjorie Ballantyne, acting coach extraordinaire who has been on this show twice, seems to have the magic touch. A lot of her people are getting swooped up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So congratulations to Kristen and congratulations to you, Marjorie. What's next?
Believe. I had a question, though. Oh, well, okay. This is the story of a girl who possesses some powers, and she will come into the full strength of her powers in 7 years. And an ex-con who is her protector.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the story for Beautiful Creatures? I feel like I read that in some YA novel. Maybe it wasn't Beautiful Creatures.
No, you're talking about the film that the film Beautiful Creatures?
Yeah, the film. Well, it's also a YA novel. Anyway, I'm excited for this just because it's something different.
Well, I guess so. It just doesn't feel like an NBC show.
It has Kyle MacLachlan and Delroy Lindo. So you believe it's going to be good.
Well,
and
you know
no
what?
One will watch it except for me.
What I want is for Kyle MacLachlan and that character who's on The Good Wife who plays that quirky lawyer to get their own show. Okay? You heard it here first, peeps.
I love how you go quirky lawyer like he's the only one on that show.
Oh, the redheaded quirky lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know that actress's name, but she's amazing.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's freaking amazing.
Well, it is a J.J. Abrams show.
Hmm?
So this is a J.J. Abrams show, believe.
Oh, okay. Well.
So there might, J.J. Abrams is the king of the pilot.
Yeah. Yeah. He brings it home. A few of them.
Undercover.
Yeah. A few of them he brings home.
Except for Undercover.
What's next, Kia?
Up next is The Blacklist. We're having way too much fun, aren't we? The world's most wanted criminal turns himself in and promises to give up everyone he has ever worked with. His only condition is he will only work with a newbie FBI agent with whom he apparently has no connection.
Huh.
James Spader. Whoop, Pretty in Pink. Megan Boone, Ryan Eagold, Diego Kladinov, Harry Lennox, and I'm not even going to try that last name. I'm so sorry.
Somebody Hedera.
Phoenicia Hedera.
Yes.
Very good, Dan. You know what? I love you, James Spader, but I hate you too. And I hate you because of Pretty in Pink. I never forgot that attitude he carried in that film.
Or tough turf.
You might have to get over that.
I can't. He did it so well.
Tough turf.
He did it so well.
Oh, gosh.
I can't. I never forgave him for that film. I was like, geez, what an attitude.
She's from the other side of the tracks.
Oh, Dan, we are not going to get, you're not going to drag me into a Pretty in Pink argument. Okay?
I'm actually looking forward to this next one.
Yes.
It's Brenda Forever.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Show takes place in two time periods and follows the lead character, Brenda, who grows up both as a 31-year-old woman and a 13-year-old girl.
That's
Ellie Kemper, who I absolutely love. Stephanie Weir, Divine, Joy Randolph, and Deja Owens.
Sounds great.
Like what you're listening to? Then shoot an email to podcast@yougetitgotitgood.com or leave a comment on our blog at yougetitgotitgood.com.
donor party. It's a comedy about a guy who's forced to sort of mature and grow up after he learns that his days of being a sperm donor actually produced some kids. He encounters a single woman who birthed his son, and a relationship ensues.
That, I believe, came out of a KCRW thing.
Oh, no way!
No, because I know that I was working up the same pitch about a guy who finds out he has all these kids, and it was based off of something I think I heard on This American Life or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking to a showrunner I know, and he's like, yeah, it's a good idea, but you better hurry, because if you heard it, then there's at least 1,500 other people trying to write the same show.
Well, not only that, but This American Life, if I'm not mistaken, I heard Ira Glass saying that they have
42 projects.
Yeah, they formed their own production company and are optioning their stories now. Because, there's some great stories to be told on that show.
Oh, please. Every week I listen, I'm like, oh, that's a show. Oh, that's a show. I'm just not sure how long that works before you have to find another story. Like, there's only so long you can be like, oh, you're my real dad. And then after a while, you have to tell a story about these people and why they continue to interact, right?
Hmm. Well.
Although it's a comedy, so I don't know.
It's a comedy, yeah. Have you heard anything about this one, Kia?
Nope, I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, okay. Well, what's next?
The Gates.
Hmm.
The Gates.
The Gates.
Believe it or not, judging from that tone, it's a comedy, peeps.
The title doesn't sound like a comedy, though.
It doesn't, but this one revolves around parents and staff who sort of, I guess, come to a huddle in the morning at the drop-off gates of the elementary school. It's based on a British series, which I love. I've always wondered why someone hasn't done a comedy here in the States based on, like, that roundabout where you drop off kids.
Right.
And, you know, all the gossip.
The mommy line?
The mommy line? Is that
what I'm telling you, I have been on that line, and it is the strangest thing in the world.
It is strange, and there are some hostilities.
It's crazy. Sometimes, like, I'm like, let me in. It's crazy. We're all doing the same thing.
Because I'm on PTA, so I get to hear all the, like, dirt about people.
Oh.
Horrible.
The only thing I ever think about is Mr. Mom and how he was going the wrong way, and they had a fit.
I was just about to say that, Kia.
Yeah.
Well,
so strange.
I'm excited about it. I just don't recognize any of the names that have
Kid Marino
who have been cast in this. I don't.
Kid Marino is awesome.
Oh, well, great. Wonderful.
From the State.
Oh, okay.
And other things.
Oh, excellent.
That I'm always loving for the State.
We'll pull for this one. I'm pulling for this next one. Hatfields and the McCoys.
Now, is this based off of the Emmy award-winning miniseries that just was on there?
No.
It's a whole different thing?
It's a whole different thing. This one takes place present-day Pittsburgh. It's, you know, two families, the actual Hatfields and McCoys. There's a death that happens, and it reignites the whole feud all over again, and then there's a battle for what family will own the city.
All right.
Maybe they'll have, like, a flash dance off. You think? Rebecca De Mornay, Virginia Madsen? No?
Ironside.
Okay.
Moving on.
Well, no, this seems like it might be interesting. I mean, they've got some heavyweights
in
this.
They have some really good people, yes.
They do.
I agree.
And
it
feels
like it's going to be budget heavy, and then it's going to die slow down.
Nothing. Yeah, I could see that too.
Well, look, I think like I'm pulling for the Hatfields, McCoys, and Venice. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
Although I do love Sophia Bush.
Oh, okay.
Ironside. You know I wanted to talk about this.
I know you do. We've got Blair Underwood, who's going to be reprising the role of Ironside, the wheelchair-bound detective. Who forms a whole crew, and they solve crimes in New York City.
That was one of the best opening sequences in television.
Look, Blair Underwood is easy on the eyes. I'll see him in anything.
Why couldn't they cast a guy who was actually in a chair?
I don't know, but Idris Elba, I wonder if they even thought of him.
Or a guy that's actually in a chair.
You're right, Dan.
I wonder if the conversation even happened or if they just immediately went right to Sexy Blair.
That I don't know. Well, what about Daryl Chill?
Daryl Chill Mitchell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he could do drama.
I think he definitely could.
I wonder if he even auditioned. It's a possibility. It's a possibility he auditioned.
Oh, you're right, Gabrielle. He did audition.
Look at you. It's a possibility he auditioned, but I was thinking of Daryl Chill. That's who was in the back of my mind.
I was just making a comment. I was just wondering if they even considered an actual actor.
I think that's a very good question, Dan. I don't know.
But I don't want to see some maudlin thing and then they get back to solving crime. I want him just taking control of his life. Boom. Whatever, I'm in a chair, I'm still beating ass.
Well, he is an actor. I'm sure he can pull it off. Joe, and Jane. This is about a children's book author who's caught in a tug of war between his wife, who's very needy, and his co-author and best friend, who is also very needy.
This feels like the female version of that Kristen Ritter show.
A little bit, doesn't it? I don't know. Well, producer of The New Girl is on it. Who knows?
If it's not Liz Merriweather, I've lost interest already.
Oh, goodness. Folks, if we're not doing backflips, it's because, we ain't doing backflips. We're going to take a break.
Hey, you like what you're listening to? Should check out our blog at www.yougetitgotitgood.com. Or you can always shoot us an email at podcast@yougetitgotitgood.com.
Girlfriend in a coma. This one is a drama. 34-year-old woman wakes up after being in a coma for, I don't know how long, 2 decades, discovers that she has a 17-year-old daughter from a pregnancy that she was unaware of. Miranda Cosgrove has been cast in this. Now, I understand she
and
came
Daniel
in.
Stern.
Daniel Stern and Ann Cusack. And I understand Miranda came in, I'm not sure, somebody else had this before Miranda. Oh, yes, I know who it was. Who's the chick that played Wednesday in Adam's Family? Christina Ricci.
Oh, is this the one where she walked off after the table read?
I think so. And I was going to say, it all comes down to the table read, peeps. Uh-huh. There's been a lot of articles lately about
there's been a lot of after the table read, they decided to leave.
They decided to go.
It's like a new phenomenon. It's crazy.
And, well, is it new, Kia, really?
Maybe we're just not hearing about it, but I just think it's crazy. I just feel like everybody's signing on and then they get it in front of them and say it out loud and it's like, oh my goodness, what is this?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I'm just sort of wondering, in terms of casting, and I bet, Kia, you and probably Dan's mom may be able to speak to this more. But, during the whole casting process, I'm wondering, do they still, bring, three of the possible talents together and have them read off of one another?
They still do.
Chemistry reads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should.
Jake Johansson was just on the radio talking about the casting for New Girl when he was going out for Nick. And he was saying there was the group of Nicks and the group of Schmidts. Mm-hmm. And
I do think that there's, the bigger you are, the less likely you're going to be in the room. You're probably, there's way more this person is being attached as opposed to, and then we're filling in the rest of the ensemble.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So who knows? When it comes to that, they may not have even said the words out loud.
Hmm. Yeah, she probably wasn't even really... She probably came into it, fresh. She probably hadn't read anything since possibly the original pilot script. Mm-hmm. And, a lot can change between that and the casting alone.
Totally.
So she probably came to the table read, and she's like, wait, this isn't what I expected it was going to be, or this isn't the tone I was expecting. And now, that's why a lot of these people are probably locking, is because they were probably... attached to the project, not cast for the project.
That's very interesting. I'd love to hear people talk about table reads and you know, chemistry and how those go. That would be interesting to chat about. Well, we'll wish you luck, Miranda Crossgrove. We loved you and iCarly. Good luck.
Yeah, especially me.
Holding Patterns, it's a comedy about a group of friends whose lives completely change after they experience a airplane crash together. Yeah.
I have a bet with myself about whether this show or the one about the lottery is going to get further.
I don't know. I feel like this is one of those series, come season two, you would have forgotten all about the plane crash.
Exactly.
And now they need to focus on something else.
What was the movie with Rosie Perez and was it Richard Gere?
Fear?
Was it Fear about them surviving a plane crash?
I can't recall, but it was a great film.
Yeah. This show is not going to be that.
That was a film. Yeah, no, it's still not. It's not going to be that film. I forgot the name of that film, but it was a good film. Yeah, it sort of feels like this is something you deal with at the moment or for the moment or over the course of a few months, and then you move on.
This is another show where the table read, they lost the original lead.
Another table read.
It's that like must be the death most, of the tape, it, death by table read.
It must be, you know, it must be one of the most nerve-wracking experiences because, like, you've gone through the whole audition process and now comes the table read and you're still not guaranteed. You know, it's like, that's got to be tough.
I mean, and you know, it's hard anyway because even if you do the pilot, if it goes a series, there's nothing guaranteed.
No,
yeah,
there isn't.
Get kicked out, no problem.
Exactly.
So
like,
true.
That's not the guy from the pilot.
That's so true.
I still feel bad for what is it, Fat Willow from Buffy?
Yeah, exactly.
She did like they did that pilot twice, and then they recast her part.
Really?
Yeah.
They had a heavyset actress playing Willow.
Yeah, Willow was originally more the traditional nerdy girl.
Oh.
So she was a little overweight. I think she still had the red hair, though, but she was a little overweight, kind of frumpy kind of girl. And I never thought she was that bad, but apparently other people did.
Hmm.
But then they just were like, no, we got to change this girl. And they're like, we're picking up the show, but you're out.
That's too bad. Well, that's what happens. That's what happens. I am Victor. This is a drama. It's based on author Joe Nesbo's upcoming book. It's a drama. It's described as like House, but it revolves around a high-powered divorce attorney. So I guess it's like the House of Divorce.
That would be Sherlock Holmes as a divorce attorney.
John Stamos is in it. He's been doing very well. I give him props for having done some solid performances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean his performance on ER, I have to say, was very good.
Joe Nesbo is a guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know a guy spelled Joe that way.
Oh.
He's Norwegian.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, we'll see what happens, you know. Bring it home, John Stamos. The Secret Lives of Husbands and Wives, drama about murder in suburban California, and then the secrets and all the whispering and gossiping that goes on after.
After what?
After the murder.
Oh, the murder.
My New York accent almost slipped out. I was about to say, after the murder.
So it's like a less funny Desperate Housewives?
Something like that. Something like that. I don't know. Jesse L. Martin's returning to television, apparently.
Woo-hoo.
Like him. Ari Parker is in it.
I love Nicole Ari Parker.
There's your folks of color. There they are. They're in the Secret Lives of Husbands and Wives.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that.
I already
put a dollar down now that says that show doesn't get picked up.
No, I don't think it will. That's too bad. Okay. The Sixth Gun.
Woo! Sixth Gun!
Oh my God, you scared the heck out of me.
Sixth Gun is a fabulous comic series.
Tell us about it.
Oh, sorry. It's from Oni Press. It's about these six mystical six shooters, each having a separate power, and they're together. They would open up the gates of hell So this group of not exactly nice people who have to work together to keep them away from even worse people trying to get them. And this woman who's caught in the middle because her father used to be one of the guardians, and then he dies and bequeaths the gun to her.
This doesn't sound like an NBC show.
But it's awesome.
You know, I feel like NBC has tried to do like...
It's a Western. Did I mention that?
But isn't it fantasy?
It's a supernatural Western.
Okay. They've tried to do fantasy, supernatural, all of this, and it doesn't seem to work out for them. Why? Heroes went so wrong.
Well, Heroes...
You know, it went so wrong. They've done a few in the past, and they just didn't seem to pan out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Heroes in its first year was awesome.
It was. That's what I'm saying. But then... Moving on. Undateable.
Watch Six Gun.
Watch Six Gun. We'll watch Six Gun. Undateable. About two very different guys who are bonded by their common inability to attract women. Sounds funny.
Does it?
Well, yeah. We haven't had some losers. We haven't had losers on television in a while.
The only thing that's appealing to me is that Chris D'Elia is cast in second position,
mm-hmm.
which means there's a possibility that Whitney is finally canceled.
Oh, I don't know about that, Dan. I don't know about that.
They have to cancel Whitney if he's going to be the lead in this.
Well, let's hope. Yeah, he's a very he's a very talented man, and he's wasting his time over there. Jeez.
Exactly.
He's getting a paycheck.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I don't want to look. I don't want to put her down. She's a funny girl.
I do.
And I bet she I bet she does great stand up.
She does. That's why I'm so appalled at how bad that show is.
Fudge. Okay. Well, good luck, Chris.
You're just going to cut it out anyway, so.
I am. The Rand Ravitch Project?
Oh, yes.
This sounds weird.
But it's got Gillian Anderson in it.
Okay, somebody explain this premise to me. Washington's most powerful players are pulled into an international conspiracy. And something happens in which the president of the United States is brought to his knees.
By threatening the things they hold most dear. I think this is the one. I think I put someone on tape for this. I think this is the one where they kidnap a bunch of... government officials' children,
okay.
Like high schoolers. They go on a trip, high school trip, and then the kids get kidnapped.
Well, look, I know is Dermot Mulroney, okay? And you know what? Here's my thinking. I want to know, was Dermot Mulroney considered for the president role in Scandal? Girl, can you imagine? What? Can you imagine? Oh my goodness, the ratings would be triple high. I wonder if they even considered him for that role.
Do you not like the president right now?
I think he's rocking, but you know, Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah.
Good night-o.
But would he have chemistry with Carrie?
He has chemistry with anybody.
Because that's what they said decided it. When I went to the Shonda Rhimes thing, she said that there was so much chemistry between the two of them. They were like, forget it. Like, they had somebody else in mind, apparently, and then they were like, nope, never mind.
Oh, I wonder who they had in mind. I'm curious. Well, if it had been Dermot Mulroney, I think it might have been kind of delicious. Gillian Anderson?
Yeah.
Looks like she's coming back.
Well, and guess what? She's finally back.
She has a British accent.
That's fine.
Can somebody explain that to me?
I kind of wish she'd go back to the red hair, though.
No. I was watching Graham Norton. She was a guest on the show, and she had a British accent. Can anybody, listeners, can you please email us and explain that? Sean Hayes' project. Looks like he's coming back to television.
I thought he had something else already.
Well, he's making guest appearances on Smash, which we know won't be around much longer.
No, but I mean, hasn't Sean Hayes been, like, producing or something?
Yeah, he's been producing shows. Oh, yeah. He's been producing shows, and now he's going to be doing his own sitcom. He plays a guy who must figure out how to parent a 14-year-old daughter who just moved in and deal with a temperamental boss at work. He knows how to do this. He knows how to do this.
I like okay. Sean Hayes.
I do too.
I like Sean Hayes.
Yeah. But he produces another series, and I can't remember which one, but it's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, he does Hot in Cleveland and Grimm.
Grimm, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Grimm,
he has two big hits.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, no, I saw him in an interview, and he was sort of like, after Will and Grace, he was like, when will I ever experience a show like that again or get that kind of work? So I decided I better go into producing.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. He came out with something good. It's very rare that these actors, you know, they set up these production companies and they churn out just awfulness. But he came out with a really good one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good for him. The Greg Daniels Project.
It's always good to hear from Greg Daniels.
What's this one about? 20-somethings and dating.
Yeah, I've lost interest in that. Well, 20-somethings and dating. Shows, any type of show about 20-somethings dating is always dependent on your cast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a 20-something dating show where you're like, oh, it's all about the story? No.
Yeah.
I mean, the story's there. I mean, Friends, that was about the cast and the fact that it was funny.
Yeah.
And then there's like 100 imitators and none of them worked. And then there's, you know, Will and Grace, there's, you know, whatever. But there's all these shows, but it's always about the casting. So until you see who's cast, it's hard to judge those shows.
Well, this is about three best friends trying to make it through that whole maze called dating. Not that it makes it any different. Okay, good luck. Welcome to the family. This sounds interesting. Story of a white family and a Latino family who are brought together when two young kids from either family fall in love and unexpectedly have a baby. The casting in this is really good. Michael Malley, I believe he plays the father in Glee of the gay male, the one who, I forgot the actor's name. Yeah, I think so. He plays his dad, Ricardo Chavira from Desperate Housewives. He's funny.
That's,
right? He played the husband to,
right?
Yeah. I think that's going to be good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I just wonder if it'll get picked up.
I don't know, but
I think it'll be really good if they don't try too hard with it, you know?
Let's hope not. But you know what? When I read this, I had nightmares. I was like, oh, gosh, here comes the Mexican jokes and all the, you know, I just can't sit for it.
You know, I put somebody on tape for it, for the boy who gets the girl pregnant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't seem... It didn't seem like that yet.
I hope not.
I read, so.
Let's hope not. Because it's just, that's so tired. Make this something better than that. I know they will. Michael J. Fox, we're coming in for the home stretch, peeps.
I'm looking forward to this one.
Me too. I love this
one. Because I love him.
I love him. He can do no wrong.
But I want him back on Good Wife.
I love his character on Good Wife, that deceitful, crazy lawyer. Nuts. Love him, but he's come up with a good concept here. Inspired by his true life, he plays a father of three living in New York City who gets Parkinson's disease, but eventually returns to his job as a news anchor. And they're shooting it here in New York, and he gets New York and he gets comedy, and I think it's going to be great.
I think it's going to be good too. I think it already has an episode. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's been picked up.
They didn't even go to pilot. They went straight to
series. Yeah, they gave him like a deal. He just went straight. Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
Yep.
I'm excited. I'm excited. You know what, NBC? Go with God. That's all I can say. Go with God, NBC. I pray for you. God. And listeners, we love that you listen to the show. We've gotten your feedback. Gotten some emails from folks in Glasgow, Scotland. A number of people from the UK. They appreciate us covering these things because they don't have the time during the day to learn what's coming out in the States. And they're ultra curious because eventually whatever is here rolls over there and they don't see it for, you know, months and years at a time. So it's all good. So thank you, peeps. And that's it. I just want to remind people that I am doing the Friday 3-minute quickies again. Please listen to those. It's just a 3-minute injection of pop culture news and events and things that you may want to be aware of. That's all. Kia, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Dan.
I missed you, Kia.
Thank you. I missed you guys. Kia.
We missed her so much. We really did. And it's good to have you back. We do what we can when we can, peeps. But thanks again for listening. And be sure to check in on our blog where we'll have all of these posted along with all of our contact information. It's at yougetitgotagood.com. And I guess we'll be seeing you soon when we're going to be tackling yet another streaming service, aren't we, Dan?
Yep. Oh, District 13 lives.
Let's hope and pray for that. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.